You're listening to SBS News.
A further 1,000 Australian Defence Force personnel will be sent to Victoria in a bid to help Melbourne control its coronavirus outbreak. The reinforcements are on top of 350 troops already working across the state to help Melbourne during the city's second lockdown and to boost testing efforts. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the reinforcements will work on a range of roles.
This is to protect Victorians, to help contain the virus. The roles will include activities such as isolation, testing, follow-up and checkpoint control. Those final roles will be determined in conjunction with the Victorian government, but they will help meet the state's needs.
Victoria recorded 177 cases on Monday, well down on the 288 recorded in a single day last week. Federal and state authorities say lower case numbers in Victoria show social distancing and staying at home can ease the spread of coronavirus and must continue. But Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says despite a small bit of optimism, it's too early to declare the outbreak under control.
I would like to see a week of decreasing numbers before I come and say that I've got greater comfort about the direction we're going in. But as a reflection of the actions that people took a week or more ago, I think it probably is a good sign that this is exactly what happens when people are following the stay-at-home directions, isolating and testing appropriately and minimising their contact with others. This is exactly what we will see as people do the right thing.
New South Wales Health has today confirmed 21 new cases of COVID-19 linked to the Crossroads Hotel in Casula in southwest Sydney. The department is urging anyone who attended the Crossroads Hotel between Friday, July the 3rd and Friday, July the 10th to immediately self-isolate for 14 days and attend a clinic for testing, even if they have no symptoms. A confirmed case from the Crossroads Hotel outbreak also attended the nearby Picton Hotel on July the 4th, 9th and 10th. New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott says potentially devastating restrictions could be reintroduced if the trend continues.
I am appealing to all licensees, all clubs, to learn from this mistake and see what's going on in Victoria. If they are under any illusion whatsoever, that we're through this in New South Wales, they are sadly mistaken. That if that occurs in New South Wales, we will have to continue to look at what restrictions need to be reintroduced, and that would be devastating, particularly to the hospitality industry.
New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chance says testing hours at the Crossroads Hotel in Casula and the Imperial Hotel in nearby Picton will be extended. Meanwhile, a patron who attended Sydney's Star City Casino has tested positive for coronavirus. The news comes as Queensland records one new case, a returned traveller now in hotel quarantine. The state government says there are now four active cases and a total of 1,000 cases reported for Queensland. Police are asking anyone entering the border if they have visited Sydney's Crossroads Hotel in July, as the cluster linked to that venue grows. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is urging Queenslanders to act responsibly and says if anyone visited that pub to exercise extra precaution.
So the best thing that people can do is if they have been to that pub, to self-isolate and get tested. I mean, it is absolutely crucial that we don't miss people there.
Adelaide is the latest state to announce those coming from overseas during the COVID-19 pandemic will be asked to cover the cost of their 14 days of hotel quarantine, with a family of four to face a $5,000 bill. The fees will come into effect on Saturday and follow similar decisions made by both New South Wales and Queensland. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.